Genesis 21 and 14. I've been here before, but a different whole spin. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting on her shoulder the water and with the child, and sent her away. And she wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite of him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Let me not look on the death of the child," as she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy. Where is he? Uplift the boy and hold him fast with your hand." Brother Mike, right here. "I will make him into a great nation." So far, the scripture. Seeds of greatness. Seeds of greatness. Years ago, the Lord gave me the theme for my ministry before it was even Greg Davis' ministry. A lady by the name of Elder Nancy Majet was my assistant. This was 20-something years ago. And she said, "What do you feel like you've been called to do?" And I said to her the scripture that came to mind, pouring the oil of joy into the world. My ministry is one to take people from where they are to where they should be. Everybody has been called to do something. There are those that have been called to cry loud and spare not against sin, and all of us should do so, but there are specialties that God has given some of us, because I can't stand to see people lose. I can't stand, Sister Lisa, to see people sit week after week. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Week after week and not fulfill their purpose. You do know you have purpose in you. You were brought here. I know this is a little boring for some of you, but if you ever get this, then you would get the money you've been praying for. If you ever get this message, then you will get the success that you've been looking for. You were born here on purpose and with purpose. It don't make no difference whether your mom and daddy only met like mine for one time and something happened. You were still brought here for purpose. I know it may not look like it right now. I know it may not feel like it, but that's what this message is about. One of the biggest tricks and deceptions of the enemy is to get us to believe that God blesses someone else and that he can't bless us also. Now, everybody that clapped for Sister Rochelle, was some of y'all was saying, "Why can't that be me? I've been trying to get to Atlanta for days." Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you just learn how to celebrate somebody else's success, y'all ain't saying nothing. Because if he's in her block, y'all ain't saying nothing, then that means he's in my neighborhood. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Matter of fact, you ought to want to touch and just say, "Even me, God," because someone else is winning. We believe we can't win because someone else's name is made great. We believe our name can't be great because someone else has been successful. We believe we can't be successful. Like he's not big enough to do it for all of us. Let me tell you, let me make an announcement to somebody in here. I'm on my way to my seat. God is big enough to bless us all. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And your family. You sitting here worried about God blessing your neighbor. Do you realize that comparison, y'all ain't saying nothing, comparison paralyzes your future? Let me say it again. Let me go over here because y'all acting funny over here. Let me announce it again. Comparing yourself to somebody on the gram or Facebook, y'all ain't saying nothing, will paralyze you from where you're going because you're so busy living their life. Instead of living your own life, look at somebody, tell somebody, "I'm just living my best life. That's all I'm doing." He has put something great in all of us. Say, there's something great in me. There's something. Say it, Jerome. There's something great in me. I may not be able to say it like somebody else. I may not be able to preach it like somebody else. But one of the greatest things in my life that I came to realize, that I am unique. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm wondrously made. I'm fit like nobody else. I got the DNA like nobody else. I can. Y'all ain't. I can do what I do. Tell somebody I do what I do. Without apology, everyone. Yeah, let me slow down. Everyone here was born with something extra. You have what it takes. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I don't care how much Pastor Dana and Deasia look like. She called it her mini-me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Their DNAs, they may walk alike. They may look alike. They may have their hair. If Deasia stopped changing their hair so much, they might have in their hair like. But there's something different. Y'all ain't saying nothing about them. They have different DNA. Everyone under the sun. Sound of my voice that's listening to me is carrying seeds of greatness. Somebody say, I'm carrying seeds of greatness. What are seeds of greatness? They've been planted in us by God himself to be watered and grow in us, through us, to become all that God intended for us to be. I said seeds of greatness have been planted in us, through God, so that they can be watered and God can bring forth what was intended for you to be here for. Seeds are planted and they become a harvest. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at your neighbor right now and say, there's a harvest in you. 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 Understand, the greatest thing that we've just seen today is when somebody that served somebody for 20 years, y'all ain't saying, is promoted to their own. You don't want nobody around you all your life. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And they never get great themselves. That's a flunky. Y'all ain't saying nothing. A servant is promoted, but a flunky stays around forever. I've come to announce to all of you. I come to announce to all of you, no matter how dry it's been and it seems like your seed is not growing, I've come to water those seeds of greatness. I've come as the prophet and the priest of the house to tell you they will grow into the harvest. I came to push start your faith today and let you know that you will fulfill your purpose. You will. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's more than just us coming here at 10 o'clock. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I want to see you successful in the marketplace. I want to see you start your own businesses. I want you to be the boss man and the boss lady. I want those witty ideas and inventions to come forth. I would be less than a bishop. Then I not see your growth. There I see a greatness. And don't give me that age stuff. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Don't give me that age stuff. Don't tell me how old you are. You know that don't work with me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm 5'7". I'm 57 years old. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I feel younger. I look younger than I ever did in my life. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because I realize that it don't make no difference how old you are. Your seed is still growing. Ooh. That's Nicole. Nicole, I loved your picture that you posted sitting in the marketplace. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said, that's our CFO on Facebook. She's sitting with all the business folk. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's what we have going on in the text. Listen to the text. We got some characters in the text. Abraham, Sarah, and the seed of Isaac. Let me say it again. Abraham, sit down for a minute. We're going to be up two more times. We out of here. Abraham, somebody say Abraham, and Sarah, and the seed, Isaac. Greatness. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Your seed is greatness. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at somebody say, your seed is great. I don't care if they're in prison right now. I don't care if they're on the street right now. I don't care if they're in the club right now. You have a great seed. Touch somebody and say, your seed is great. And then we have Abraham and Hagar, the seed of Ishmael. Ishmael is the son by Hagar and Abraham. Sound a little strange, don't you? One daddy, two babies. No, it's the same thing going on today. One daddy, two babies. Y'all ain't saying two baby mamas. Y'all ain't saying. If y'all don't understand what I just said, let me tell you what it is. It's Abraham got two baby mamas. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He had one. Y'all got it now. Y'all got the ghetto version of it. It's Abraham got two baby mamas. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But Abraham was rich, so he was able to pay child support. Y'all ain't saying. He was great and rich. And so, Isaac was the seed that was the promise. You only saying nothing. But Ishmael was the seed that they made. You only saying nothing. It was of their own making. But he was equally great. You only saying nothing. That's the spirit of comparison, to think that somebody, you only saying nothing, is not great because they have a different background. You only saying nothing. I grew up on the east side of Detroit. The west side frowns on the east side, and the east side frowns on the west side. But I don't care what side of the town you were from. You only saying nothing. There's equally greatness on the inside of you. Look at somebody, say, it's not an address thing. It's a mindset. It's not an address thing. It's a mindset. If you think you're not, you won't be. If you think you can't, y'all ain't saying nothing. You the little train that thought you couldn't, but I came to tell you that you can today. What can you do? Hold the music. I can do what? You don't believe it. Stop saying something you don't believe. Because if you believed it, you would get up and receive it and say, I'm doing it. I came for your whole life today. Sit down. So Hagar, I'm in verse 8. Hagar and Ishmael, they got a little problem because in verse number 8, Pastor Dana, I'm in the text. I'm preaching like we preach. The child grew up, Isaac, and was weaned away from her mother. When they had weaning, when they was weaning away from the mother, they had a festival. They in the festival in verse number 8, same chapter. And so the kids are playing, but Sarah got a problem. Y'all ain't saying nothing. With Hagar's greatness, y'all ain't saying nothing. Isaac is her greatness that she carried. But Hagar's having a little problem because Ishmael is making fun, y'all ain't saying nothing, of her seed of greatness. Every now and then, y'all ain't saying nothing. Folk have insecurity because of where they came from. Maybe he was feeling a little insecure because looked like mama, y'all ain't daddy was favoring, y'all ain't saying nothing, him a little more. You cannot allow insecurity to step in. She loved me more than she loved, y'all ain't saying nothing, than she loved her, than more than she loved me. Stop playing the games, y'all ain't saying nothing. I don't believe that there's any mothers or fathers that can love their children any less than the others. I do believe there's some that get on your nerves more than others. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There's some that get in trouble more than others. But there's a problem here because she goes to Abraham. I'm in verse number 10. She goes to Abraham and says, Abraham, I got a problem. I got a problem with your woman. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You do understand that two queens can't be in one castle. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me say it again. Am I preaching, daughter? I said, let me say it again. It's impossible. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why you need your own place when you get grown. How you grown and stinking and musty, and you can't get your own place? Y'all ain't saying nothing. When you're grown, you need your own place. Ain't nowhere in the world you're going to have your wife and your hoe in the same place. I got some rest. Somebody got to go. Hey, y'all feel? Hey, got to go. Yeah, y'all ain't saying nothing. Can't have it all in one place. So Abraham is having a problem because both of them are his seeds of greatness. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Both of them are legitimate. God allowed Ishmael, but the promise was with Isaac. Are y'all with me? Come on, bring your mind in. I'm trying to get out of here in 10 minutes before we go. And so now he's having an issue. And God, I'm in verse number 10. And God said to him, Abraham, don't have a problem with it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You know why, Abraham? Let her go. Let Hagar go. And I'm going to watch this. I'm big enough. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's in verse 10. To make Ishmael a great nation. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now the promise is with Isaac. But I'm also got enough. Y'all ain't, don't preach for me. I got enough to make him a nation too. And God woke me up in the middle of the night. I swear to God he did. And told me to stop talking. Y'all stop talking about being individuals. And stop talking about you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Whenever God talked, he talked in nations. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He ain't just talking in people. He ain't just talking in singles. He said, Michael Daniels, I'ma make you a great nation. Because it's never just about you. It's about you and your seed. Tell somebody, I'm carrying a nation. Dina, look at your son and say, that's my nation. Hey! We'll be right back.
They are. They are. They are. Both sons, y'all with me? Both sons represent greatness that both have carried. No matter how Ishmael was conceived, I need y'all to get this. There's still greatness. Touch your neighbor, say neighbor. You look at him, say neighbor. You may never figure out who your daddy was. It really don't matter. Y'all at this point, you grown and musty. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Your breath stink. It don't make no difference whether they do anything or not. It's time for you to get up and do it for yourself. Don't make no difference whether your mom and daddy divorced when you were 3 or 10. God said, I made you a seed of greatness. Touch somebody and say, no matter what your past is, there is seeds of greatness in you. You can have 3 baby daddies, 5 baby daddies. Every one of them children are your nation and seeds of greatness. Stop standing up and telling them, your daddy ain't no good. He ain't no good. And then you putting in them, they ain't gonna be no good.
So he's greatly concerned. I'm in verse number 11. He's greatly concerned. But God said, don't be distressed. Listen, I'm going to still bless him. He's your seed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Verse number 13, I will make the son maidservant into a nation also. Look at somebody say also. He's your offspring. As for the other boy that Hagar carried, I'm going to make a nation of him. What she carried is also great. I'm going to make a nation of him. We don't understand that God, y'all ain't saying, y'all ready? 3 people that will shout. This should be for somebody that been feeling bad about yourself. I'm talking to 3 over here. God is an equal opportunity blesser. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me say it again. God is an equal opportunity blesser. Let me say it again. You may not be able to do it like me. You may not be able to do it like Jerome. But God got something in you that he can use and that he can bless and that he can breathe on and that he can water. I'm pushing somebody out today. I got a devil on my head, but I'm pushing. So hold it. I got a devil. I got a devil on my head, but the devil is a liar. You will be great. You will rise to all that you should be. Somebody praise him right now. Push it out. Push it out. I'm hanging on your big fat feet and give him a praise.
Ooh.
And so we don't understand that God can do it for all of us. Stop thinking that God can just do it for your neighbor. Get ready to pray, Pastor D. Because seemingly they had it easy coming up. Just because they had it easy, it don't mean they were happy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just because they had everything at their disposal, it don't mean that they're happy. It don't mean that they appreciate it. Sometimes coming up the rough side makes you appreciate. If you can just walk out and get it, you don't appreciate it. That's what's wrong with 2 of you in here today. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing, but I'm gonna preach. You have it too easy. God just keep on blessing you. And so when the hard times come, you don't know how to appreciate. Y'all ready? Help me say it. The Bible says, verse 14. I'm in verse 14. So Abraham, shucks now, I'm done. So Abraham rose early in the morning. Look what he took. He took bread. Y'all ain't saying nothing. What does bread represent? It represents the blessing of God. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Bread is the blessings. He took a skin of water. Water keeps you hydrated. Water, y'all ain't saying nothing, is needed for a seed to grow. Y'all ain't saying. He gives her what? The blessing.
and water for the boy to grow. Because now it says, and he gave Hagar and he put it on her shoulder. What is she doing now? She's carrying her seed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She's carrying her seed of greatness. I want to announce to three people in here right now, God has already given you everything you need. You're carrying greatness. Clap your hands again, woman. Clap your hands again. You are carrying greatness on your back. That's why it's so heavy. That's why the burden gets so heavy. Because you're carrying greatness. That's why sometimes folk don't understand you. Because you're carrying greatness. But he said, I gave you water for it. I know it get heavy. But you're carrying greatness. Why me?
He gave her water for the seed and put the seed on her back. Y'all ain't saying that. Because in those days, that's how they carried their seed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She was carrying the seed of greatness. Some of you here are carrying seeds of greatness. You've been through a lot, but you're carrying something. God honored you still, and you're carrying something. I want to suggest to you, like many, she really didn't know what she was carrying. I'm done. I gotta get up out of here. I gotta get up here. Just three more minutes, Rochelle. Hold on. She was carrying. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She didn't realize what she carrying. The potential of the seed of greatness. We are carrying in us because we lose focus by the stuff that we go through. But I came to bring you back in focus. Yes, the text says she was in the wilderness, but she still had greatness. She was in a desert place. She was in a dry place, but she still had the seed. Some of you this year, you've been in a dry place and look like your seed ain't growing. But God said, I gave you just what you need. Touch somebody, say, I'm carrying. I'm carrying a business. I'm carrying. I'm carrying a new job. I'm carrying. I'm carrying an anointing. I'm carrying. I'm carrying a ministry. The text says,
well, Smith.
She ran out of water.
You can't possibly have a seed and not water.
Seed grows from being watered. Nothing left to hydrate. No water for the seed that she was carrying. I want to submit to some of you here. You have ran out of water. You are in a dry place. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why you can't sleep at night. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you don't keep the seed watered by positive affirmations, if you don't keep the seed watered by the word of God, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to show you in a minute. Your tears don't move God. Only the greatness of your seed moves God. If I don't keep the seed water, it will die. Because I'm in the wilderness. No water in the wilderness. Wilderness is an unwatered, dry place.
When the water in the skin was gone, look what she did. She immediately did. You're going to play the music in 3 minutes. She immediately did what most people do when they get tough, carrying seeds of greatness. What did she do? She put it down. Don't preach for me. I'm preaching right now. She put it down. Y'all ain't saying nothing. The minute stuff get dry, and the minute stuff get hard, and the minute you ain't got the money, the minute folk ain't doing right, the minute there's a bump in the road, the minute it looks impossible, you take off your greatness and you give it up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But the devil is a liar. I came to ask you a question. Where did you lay it down? Why did you lay it down? And for who did you lay it down? For the most high. What's her name? What's his name? The minute you get a boo, that's why God ain't gave some of y'all boo. Because he knows you will love the boo more than what you're carrying. You gave up what you're carrying for a boo-boo. A bozo. She laid it down. Y'all remain standing. Here we go. Then verse number 16.
She went and sat down opposite of him, a good way off. It says a bow shoot. And this is what she said out of her mouth. She said, God, she already gave up on it. God, don't let me look on the death. I'm in verse number 16. Don't let me look upon the death of my seed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She's giving up on what she's carrying because it looks bad.
Hello, are y'all here? Hello, prophet, I think something wrong with the mic. I say she's giving up what she's carrying. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. I'm messing with you. He think I'm talking literally because it looks bad. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, I don't care what you say. I don't care how bad it look. I will never give up on the seed that I'm carrying. In my belly is the future of my children. I ain't got no children yet. Yes, you do. In your belly. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It ain't just about you no more.
Strings. She's given up. I'm not done, but play it. She's given up on what she's carrying because it looks bad. So she decided, y'all ain't saying nothing. What she's carrying is gonna die before it can grow into the manifestation and the potential of what God has called it to be. She began to cry. And look what it says. Pay attention. Shh, 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 shh. Verse number 17. And God heard the voice of the boy. The text says she was crying. Don't preach for me. But God heard the voice of the boy. The angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy. God is not moved by your emotions, only by your seeds of greatness when they cry. Y'all missed it. You crying for yourself, and God said, I need you to cry for the greatness that I put in you. And God heard, baby, I'm a preacher. And God heard. She cried, but God ignored her cry. Y'all don't know when to shout. Boy, when I was writing it, I was shouting in Starbucks. Because God doesn't honor your emotional pity party. God is not moved by your tears or emotions. God is only moved by what's on the inside of you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He don't care about your crybaby spirit. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why he ain't moved by you staying up at night. He's only moved when you do something that has to do with the seed that you are carrying. Her greatness began to cry out. No matter what your situation, greatness will always cry out. God heard her greatness crying. He acknowledged it, but didn't acknowledge her tears, only acknowledged the seed crying. Look what it says. Hey God, what troubles you? Fear not. Watch it. For God heard the voice of your seeds of greatness. He spoke to what she was carrying and said, where is he? You ain't saying nothing. I came to speak to what you have been carrying. Come close. I got a question for you. Where is it? Where? I'm going over here because y'all. Where is it? Where did you lay it down? What situation caused you to stop believing in you and believe in somebody else? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You waiting for the right hookup. You waiting for the right meeting. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And God said, why did you lay it down? Why did you lay down? Why did you lay it down? Why did you stop going to school? Why did you forget about what God showed you in the beginning? Why
did you stop believing? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Who told you? Come here. That you were naked. Who got you to believing that it's too late? Who got you to thinking? Y'all ain't saying nothing. That you can't do it. Who got you to thinking that you're too old? Who got you to stop believing in yourself? And whoever told you that, ask them these questions. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Job, where were you when I tacked the lilies down? Where were you? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Who are you to question whether God can still do it? I asked Brother Earl on the way out here. Y'all don't know much about Brother Earl. Brother Earl is in school. He said after this semester, he'll have his degree and he's gonna take a little siesta, then he's gonna figure out what he's gonna do next. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When you have seeds of greatness, y'all ain't saying nothing. They don't stop growing when you accomplish one thing. You just keep going and going and going. And folks say to you, ain't that enough now? It ain't never enough. Because one seed, it's not just one cherry. One seed is not just one lettuce. One seed is not just one apple. In one seed, y'all ain't saying nothing. It's a whole bushel. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There is so much in you, and then folk will tell you, oh, you doing something else now? Yes, because the seed is still growing. The seed will not stop growing. Come here, Miles Monroe, what you want? The seed will not stop growing until I am empty on the inside. I will not stop dreaming until I have emptied out my assignment. I will not stop living until God takes me home.
What he tells us. Y'all ready? Look at me. I'm your teacher. I'm done. It's in the text. Go and pick it back up. Go pick your seed of greatness back up. Wherever you left it, pick it up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Pick it up. Pick up that business. Pick up that job. Pick up that career. Pick up that dream home. Pick up that new car. Pick it up! It ain't dead! I know you in the wilderness and ain't no water out here. But the Bible says I'll make a highway. Yo, don't preach for me, girl. You're going to get your license. I even put a highway in the wilderness. Pick it up. Watch this. Pick it up. Now, this is what I want you to do when you pick it up. Lift it up to me. Last week, I love it. I got it from Triumph, my pastor. I love when they do baby dedications. When Pastor Kenlock takes the baby and lifts it up and says, now behold, the only one greater than you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all don't understand. Ain't nobody greater in this world but God. Pick it up and give it to me. Pick up your seed of greatness. Pick it up. I'm telling you, do it now. Pick it up. You laid it down. You got off course. You got off focus. Pick it up. Go back to school. Get your degree. I ain't talking about college. I'm talking about high school. Get your degree. Get it. It's not too late. This woman bought a brand new house in her 70s. Right there. Lift your hands. So what's your doggone excuse? Pick it up and lift it up. And he said, look what God said. He said, I'm going to make of him your seed of greatness, a great nation. Every last one of them, great nation. Every last one of them, great nation. Stop saying, well, I got him. No, great nation. Because he never gives you more than again. Five. She had five.
five. A single mother, five. Pick it up, and God says, I'm going to make your seed. This way I got to see the greatness. I'm going to make your seed a great nation. A great nation. I'm going to make your seed a great nation. But we're in the desert. Y'all ready? You ready? After she picked it up, baby, I'm in the text. See, don't never believe me. Read it when you get home. Watch this. After she picks it up and give it to God, and he proclaims and confirms what already had been said to Abraham, he said, now look over there. What's over there, God? Water. What? Water. Say it again. Water. Get some water for your seed. Boy, I'm happy. Get some water for your seed. Get some water. Water, water. Get some 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 water for your seed. But we're in the wilderness. You plus you equals nothing, but you plus him is everything. Get some water. Get some water. Get some water. But it's the wilderness. It's the desert. I know. But I got you. I'm getting ready to give you enough water for your seed of greatness. People of God, if you don't hear nothing else I say, it's time for you to pick back up your greatness. I don't care how you got sidetracked. I'm sorry, I got your hair wet. I don't care how you got sidetracked. I don't care. I don't care who took you off your, who took you off your groove. It's time. It's time to get your cadence back. I'm a bike rider. And on the little thing that it tells you how fast you go, it tells you your cadence. Your cadence is the speed that you're going. Y'all ain't saying nothing. At the pace, it's the pace that you're at. It's time to get your cadence back. You let a man get you off. If the man don't want you in your greatness, then go somewhere else. If the woman don't want you in your greatness, go somewhere else. Because a real man or woman don't want you laying up under them. They want you to be great too. I just said something. I said a real man, a real one, wants you to get your bag too. Baby, I got you. You ain't got to work tired. Heck not. I'm going to get mine just in case you go get yours and leave. Pity the fool, you big dummy. No, no. We gonna both be great. God didn't bring me in this world to just let you be great. I ain't gonna hang around no friends. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That ain't gonna let me be great. I'm gonna be great. I'm gonna push you to be great. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm gonna say this, and I know he won't mind. Shh, shh, stay on your feet. Come on, Pastor Dana. Let somebody else spin it around. Would you just come spin that camera around for her, please? You gotta do something when you come. You here every Sunday. Come spin the camera, girl. Look at me, y'all. Pastor Eric. Y'all remember Pastor Eric? Pastor Eric ain't here no more. He still does my podcast and all that. I got a call yesterday. Well, day before yesterday, Friday. Wanted somebody to go preach. They wanted Shalandra, you know, the one for my anniversary. And she couldn't go. She already had an engagement. So they called me back and said, we ready to buy a ticket. I said, she can't come. They said, can you think of anybody else? Y'all ain't saying nothing. That could come and preach, kind of like a teacher preacher. I said, yeah, Pastor Eric Thomas. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So he's in Chicago right now while I'm preaching. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Preaching for somebody else.
I ain't saying nothing. When you know somebody got seeds of greatness on the inside of them, you don't care about what done happened. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You want them to be great. Some of y'all holding stuff. Folk ain't got to be with you in order to bless them. Because everybody got a season and a time span. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Learn how. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm trying to sit down. I'm trying to. Certain chords you hit, it just takes me somewhere else. Don't do that. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Pastor, I told you stop. Pastor Dana's going to come pray over you. Pastor Dana's going to come pray over you. People of God, if I've never preached a message to you before that will change your life, I just did. Because when you get in purpose, you ain't got to worry about all them other things. When you focus and in purpose, y'all ain't saying nothing. All that other stuff, can't nobody trick you. Can't nobody get you to slip. I feel like my grandfather. People can't trick you when you get in your greatness. Because you're so focused, you ain't going to have the wrong man. Because I'm focused. When I'm focused, we ain't laying up in the bed all day and all night long. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You wasn't made to just lay on your back all day long. You got to work it, y'all. Let me ask you a question again. Where did you lay it down? Pick it back up.